Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already in hour number three, on this 13th day of May 2004, I'm Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. We've been talking about oil prices in some areas of the country going above $3. $2 now, the national average. And no end in sight. They say it could hit $4 a gallon on the West Coast by the peak summer months and be upwards of $3 across the rest of the country. Meanwhile, we're swimming in oil, more oil than ever. The oil companies are making record profits. It is a complete and total scam. But going back to our caller, who I wanted to give a little bit more time, going back to Elizabeth in Texas, she was talking about Lindsey Williams, the pastor who'd worked for the big oil companies and heard all these discussions and what he put in his book. And she said he was dying of leukemia now and had put his book out for free on the website. Go ahead.
They can find that by, I wish I could remember the connection to the link.
Find anything you want via search engine.
His name and the Energy Non-Crisis will take you to at least five links, and one of them will take you directly into the book, which is downloadable for free. It's an HTML format.
Great. What else is on your mind?
You were talking about something. I've listened to you again for 6 years now, and you were talking about something. This is so tangentially related, but it is relative. The William Peter Blatty issue, he did The Exorcist, yes, but he also released a little-known movie that just bombed at the box office. On the heels of that, I waited for this movie to come out because I was home from school and I saw a Mike Douglas show and I saw him touting this release. It was to be called Twinkle Twinkle Killer Kane, but it got renamed The Ninth Configuration, and it's about this psychiatrist who shows up at a installation where military officers who've suffered battle fatigue or insanity as a result of war have been taken in, is supposed to be somewhere in Washington State. And he appears on the scene to help them regain their memories, to help them recover from insanity, only to have the story twist and turn, and the viewer then doesn't know whether they're watching another inmate pretending to be a psychiatrist or the devil pretending to be Christ. It is a psychodrama that just didn't do well at the box office.
And again, for those that don't know, a CIA mind control expert wrote The Exorcist, put subliminals in it. You're talking about another film he made.
Yes, I bought it for a dollar at Albertson's 5 years ago and brought it home and watched it. It's on videotape. I have it in my hand right here. Stacy Keach is the central character, the doctor that you can't tell if he's good or evil. And I thought this was a real revelation from Blatty as far as the PSYOP operation itself. I mean, I just wanted to share that. That's just the FYI thing.
Well, that's what they're into. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Jim in Florida. Jim, go ahead.
Observations about the Nick Berg video, but you had that gentleman talking about the Alaskan pipeline. I'm ex-oil patch. I was an oil patch for 30-plus years, all the way from the south coastal plains of Texas on up north to Canada. And I've been trying to tell people about this game for years, and they laugh at me. If people would just realize the number of wells that I myself personally plugged back because I was told it was not feasibly economical to produce at the time, they would die. I mean, I have plugged back wells with these United States that you just would not believe that were commercial, you know, that could commercially be produced.
Well, I'll tell you what, stay there, and when we get back, we'll talk more about it with you, sir. Because, again, OPEC powerless to stem oil price surge. They're telling us there's no oil. No, the problem is they found so much oil that it threatens to drive down the price, so they're just expanding the monopoly to totally scam you people. And we've got to cause an awakening to this, or we're going to be paying $4 a gallon like they do in Europe.
Folks, the future of gardening is upon us, and whether you grow for fun, food, or profit, you'll discover great new ways to reap more rewards from everything you grow at FutureGarden.com. Want to jumpstart on spring? Bring the power of the summer sun indoors and get your favorite seedlings off to a healthy start with a high-intensity grow light from FutureGarden.com. When the outdoor season winds down, put your high-intensity grow light back to work to serve up fresh-grown produce or prize-winning orchids in the dead of winter. Short on time or space? Now you can grow twice as much in half the space without mess or back-breaking work. Think smart gardens. These ingenious planters automatically feed and water your favorite plants from a central reservoir so you can set up an entire carefree garden in an afternoon and enjoy the highest level of quality produce that hydroponics delivers both indoors and out. At FutureGarden.com, you'll find great items and more to make your garden grow like never before. Visit FutureGarden.com today to shop or request a free catalog or call toll-free 888-338-3305. That's 888-338-3305. Phone lines open Monday through Friday only.
What really happened September 11th and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, I'm here in Texas. I have family on both sides who've worked in the oil industry at many different levels of it. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of plugged wells that are just full of oil with pipelines to send the oil to tanks right there. The oil companies run this big scam to where only a few conglomerates can control the entire market to where they maximize their profits, and they are making record profits, and it's not because of the free market, it's because of an oligopoly or a group of corporations combining forces to create an overall monopoly effect. They try to blame the Arabs for this, and certainly they're scamming us too. They're going along with it. And look, we have enough oil to run this country for decades and decades and decades and decades and decades and decades in one field alone in Alaska. And those pipelines go to the oil tankers that go to Japan and China. We don't, and the eastern side of Russia. We don't get that oil. But they do. And then they have the phony left-wing groups out there saying there's no oil left. Oh, there's no oil left. It's peak oil. It's peak oil. The oil companies are actually out there financing these think tanks and these scientific firms to say all of this. And we were talking to a caller in Florida, Jim, and he was talking about how he's worked in oil fields all over the Americas and was backing up what we're saying. Give the listeners some more details of how this game is played. I mean, we've had former oil company workers and executives on the show in the past, but explain it to people, Jim.
Well, this is really going to upset some people, Alex. I mean, a good example in eastern Kansas, They have what they call Mississippian formation through there. The drilling's only 800 to 1,200 feet deep. And these wells produce anywhere from 100 to 600 barrels a day of good green live oil. Now, being an old oil patch family, you know what green oil is. That's some of the best oil there is. Sweet, low sulfur. Kansas, a lot of people think of Kansas as just wheat fields. But there is natural gas, like in the Huguenin fields, around Huguenin, Kansas, Great Bend, Kansas, full of oil and gas.
You can drill a well almost anywhere. You can drill a well almost anywhere in East Texas.
That's right.
And it'll just come shooting out of the ground.
That's right.
I mean,
if
Grandpa Clampett shoots the ground with a shotgun, up from the ground comes a bubbling crude.
That's just about right. That's the way it was in East Texas in the turn of the century. Granted, we've depleted some of the pressures where we had to artificially lift. There is still barrel on top of barrel on top of barrel in these texts. If listeners will really want to get into this, there's a book by a gentleman by the name of David Yergin. It's called The Prize. It's a real lengthy book. It's about 800 pages.
Now, being in the oil industry, I mean, this isn't a secret. Everybody talks about this.
Yeah, everybody talks about it. I'm out at Oil Patch now because I'm so disgusted with Oil Patch. First time in 30 years I had a lost time accident. This is how deep the tentacles go, all the way down to the personal level of the men that work on these drilling rigs, for example. I was hurt on a drilling rig, and it was a legitimate injury, but yet with seven witnesses, I still lose a workers' comp case?
It's incredible, but to look at all the oil in Alaska and to see this scam unfolding, and I guess the people are just going to be ignorant. They know all about Friends, the TV show.
Exactly.
They know all about the Super Bowl, but they don't know about their Constitution, their Bill of Rights. They don't know about oil. They don't even know how many continents there are or how many, what their state capital is.
Don't start me on the sheeple. I don't know what has happened to our society. I try to talk very calmly and bring up very legitimate points about the gas, the money, the powers that be, the banks, and they just look at you and roll their eyes up in their heads anymore.
Yeah, they might have to face some corruption. They might have to get involved. So I guess they'll just pay $3-4 a gallon for gas.
Right.
I guess they can roll their eyes at that.
I guess so. If I may, can I make a couple of points that I've noticed on the video of Mr. Berg?
Sure.
I'm also ex-military. I had to serve my 2 years during the Vietnam era. And one thing I've noticed, I haven't noticed very many Middle Eastern terrorists that blouse their military-type boots in the United States military fashion. I noticed on that video, a couple of those guys on the left have their boots bloused just as if they were in the United States military.
And they're standing there in rock-hard ready fashion.
Exactly.
And it's the same blurry style video that we saw with the Fat Bin Laden tape, which they admit is fake, won't tell us who did it.
Right.
And again, cut somebody's head off while they're alive, blood shoots 4, 5, 10 feet. They hold the head up, no blood drips out of it. And on top of it, he's in U.S. military custody, that's admitted. Then they turn him over and he gets grabbed by Al-Qaeda. Very, very, and the FBI was there, interviewed him 3 times. They admit they had him, and now they're trying to say they didn't when there was a lawsuit filed over this. So now we've caught him in a big lie. I wonder, I mean, what do you think about this? What's your gut level?
I think we just caught him at another big wags of dog, Alex. I mean, you mentioned the FBI. There's another shot in that gory video. The gentleman on the far right, while he's adjusting his weapon on his right shoulder. If you watch it real close, you know, with QuickTime or a player like that, you can go frame by frame. You will distinctly see the forestock and hand grip around the trigger mechanism of that weapon, which is an FBI used all the time as a Tech-9 machine gun. I don't know who mentioned in the past that someone was holding an AK-47. One of them might be, but the one on the right, that's a Tech-9.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call.
Plus, the tennis shoes are laced hip-hop fashion.
Take care. I appreciate the call. Yeah, it's the whole thing stinks to high heaven. It really does. Well, we're going to get into some more of the news, and I want to get into these violent video games and some of the programming that's going on there. But first, we'll let Alex and Mark and Clyde and others make their comments. Before we do that, for a few minutes, she comes on a couple times a week with us. We're honored to have her, Debbie Morrow of New Millennium Concepts, and they've got videos about designed by a former a federal expert on chemical, biological, radiological about how to prepare your house. They got videos about prudent places that you can go to and demographics and maps, a little CD that's totally jam-packed. They've got the best water filters out there, water purification systems. Debbie, good to have you on the broadcast.
Hi there, Alex. Thank you for having me. It's been some interesting things y'all been talking about on the show.
You know, I talked to you earlier today, and you said you were in a store. And tell folks what happened.
I was in a restaurant eating Chinese food with my husband and a friend of his. And there's a man sitting at this table next to us. And, you know, I'm not shy, so I started chatting with him. And we started talking about the radio, and he said, well, do you listen to the radio much? And I said, well, yeah, I do. I said, but not a whole lot, because, you know, they don't really have stuff I like on the radio here. I listen to the Internet. And he said, really? He said, do you ever listen to Coast to Coast? And I said, well, you know, as a matter of fact, I do. I said, and I actually do business with a few of the people who have recently been on Coast to Coast. And he said, really? Who? And I said, well, Alex Jones and a couple other people that I name. And he said, are you Debbie from New Millennium? And I said, yeah, I am. And he said, I've got a Berkey, and I've got the fluoride filters. And, I mean, he was just awesome, you know. And my husband and his friend were just kind of like sitting there going, what is this guy doing? You know?
Well, that's,
that was real funny.
That's interesting. But, I mean, that shows the reach that we have. You've got several different specials for people. Tell them about them and tell folks how to take action.
I do. We have the Berkey light with the lights, and with that you get two free gifts, which the free gifts are either the Berkey Sport bottle or a bottle of potassium iodate, or the new movie, Sheltering in Place, or the DVD, not DVD, the CD-ROM that goes in your computer called Prudent Places. And that special there is $259 plus shipping. And then, of course, if you want to add the fluoride reduction filters with it, which I highly recommend if you live in an area where they, you know, add fluoride to the water, it's an extra $49 for that package.
And for $199, you get the Berkey Light, the best filtration system, purification system out there. You get one of the free gifts, the CD or the DVD or VHS or a Sport Berkey. Folks, the water is just full of garbage. It's time to stop procrastinating. It's time to take control of your life in a big way. This is a place that you can take control. Your body is 70% water. They are poisoning the water. It's in the news every day. Stop letting them do it to you and your family. Here's the toll-free number to call Debbie. If you call and the phone's busy, call right back, or leave your name and number, she'll call you right back. It's 1-888-803-4438. That's 1-888-803-4438. Or go to berkeywater.com and just add in the comments that it's the Alex Jones special and tell them what free gift you want. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex. Y'all have a good day.
You're doing a great job. Folks, give Debbie a call right now. 888-803-4438. Let's go to Alex in Indiana. Thanks for holding, sir.
Hi, Alex. Good
Hello,
to talk
Alex.
To you. How you doing, Alex? Good to talk to you.
Good.
I just had a local news story for you. You might not have caught. A couple of weeks ago, a tornado hit a small town south of Chicago, Utica, Illinois.
I did see that.
Right. Well, Governor Blagojevich took a tour of the town. The next day, 8 people were killed, completely routine. But what caught my attention, the following morning, on all the local Chicago news stations, it was announced that he was going to tour the town again with the Undersecretary of Homeland Security.
Yeah, Homeland Security.
I guess they're involved in the weather now, and it was just a telling sign. They're going to be involved in every aspect of life.
Look, if you read the news every day like I do, it's Homeland Security to fight crime, Homeland Security to fight family abuse,
exactly.
Homeland Security to help in disasters. It's going to be every aspect, job hiring, driver's license, national ID cards. They're going to run it all.
Exactly. You got it.
So what were they announcing? Homeland Security was there to help as well.
Right. They never mentioned his name or anything. They just announced it, short statement, completely routine.
Very interesting. Anything else, Alex?
Just one point about the gas. I'm a union crane operator currently working a maintenance job at the the BP refinery in Whiting. Second
stay there. Well, I'd let you finish up briefly on the other side. More calls, more news. Stay with us.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some 2-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Are debt concerns keeping you up at night? Do you feel like you work just to pay bills? Are you tired of those annoying calls from bill collectors? MoneyCares can customize a plan that will fit your needs and goals. The folks at MoneyCares know that one size does not fit all when it comes to resolving your finances, so they design a plan that works for you. MoneyCares has one goal, and that is to help you get out of debt in the quickest way possible, using a strategy that is right for you. Remember this number, 1-800-644-4615. That's 1-800-644-4615. Call today for a free, no-obligation consultation. MoneyCares works for you, not the creditors. They'll help you get out of debt and avoid bankruptcy. You don't need to own a home to get help. This is not a loan program. They guarantee to offer the smartest, quickest way of getting out of debt. So call today, 1-800-644-4615, and get a fresh start.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
CBS News is set to do another report. They've already released two. And this latest one, we've got a video clip of it on PrisonPlanet.tv. We've already had two prisoners die, but who cares? That's two less for me to worry about. So, documenting what they're doing on their own video cameras, people being beaten to death at the camps. But see, that's good when we do it, but suddenly in your sick neocon mind, it's bad when they do it. No, it's bad, period. So incredible. Let us go ahead and go back to, and I'll get more into this in a second, some of the other news. Rumsfeld's visit over there and what's happening with that. But right now, going back to Alex, letting him finish up in Indiana. Alex, you were going to say something else?
Yes, sir. Just a point about the gas prices. I'm currently working on a large maintenance job at the BP refinery up here, second largest in the country, I believe. But the refinery was built in 1900. Most of the units are 50 or 60 years old. They require constant maintenance, and they cannot run at full capacity. I just think it's a shame that we're not building modern refineries in this country. We're paying $2.10 for regular up here, next to the refinery.
Well, that's all part of the scam. I mean, it's just let the whole system fall apart, keep gouging and gouging and gouging.
Exactly. All heavy industry will leave this country. Amazing.
Well, that's, and they're building new systems in all over the world, but not here in America. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
And the globalists have public documents. You've heard them on TV say, we've got to bring down our standard. We've got to, you know, pay our fair share. We've got it too good. Ha, ha, ha. Because by getting rid of the middle class, that brings more control. Great points, Alex. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in New York, then Beth, Michelle, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes. Hello, Alex. How are you doing today?
Fine.
I was wondering, this might be out of context, but have you had Jim Tucker on this year at all with American Free Press?
Yes, I've had Mr. Tucker on, and I should have him back on about the Bilderberg Group.
Yeah, it's getting about that time of year.
You know? It certainly is.
I was wondering, I didn't keep up on that. Where is it this year anyway? I never...
My memory normally doesn't fail me, but I had the article just a week ago of where it's going to be at. It's in Europe, and I can't remember it exactly where.
Right. I kind of didn't follow up on it this year either because I'm pretty much so used to it. I mean,
yeah.
Every other year it's some other place and you know what goes on.
Are you on a cordless phone?
No, it's actually a landline. It's pretty
bad. Go ahead and finish up.
But actually up here in New York State, we're in the Adirondacks, and it's $2.09 a gallon up here. Average. I mean, everywhere. With the gas prices, it's unbelievable.
It's over $3 in many areas of California.
Yeah, I know. I have family over there. We talk with them. They say it's like $2.60 with the high test. I mean, it's beyond belief. And this is California numbers up here. We're at already.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for the call. I appreciate that. Very interesting. Let us now go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Michelle in Pennsylvania. Michelle, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
How you doing?
Fine.
I don't get your internet anymore. I don't know why you're not coming through, but...
Well, your player's probably got a problem on your computer.
Probably. It was my sister's, and she gave it to me, and we tried to get you through a couple times, and it wouldn't go through.
Okay.
It's Rochelle, your old friend from Pennsylvania. I got to tell you what's going on here. In Pennsylvania here, they're bringing in a lot of people from the Dominican Republic and from Mexico. And
yeah, it's the same everywhere. The governors import more cheap labor.
Isn't that awful?
The economy isn't bad enough.
Also, there was something interesting I found on my way home. They have a place where they can get all their documents now. And they just stamp it, and it's right there. They have their documents. They can get Latino Travel Center. They got the whole thing all sewed up there. And I just wanted to make a comment about what was going on the news the other day when I came back from out of the area, and I turned on the news and found this poor Berg fella got beheaded like that. And I guess that serves as a warning to all of us because they're going to come after us one way or another.
Well, going back to the matricula centers, and thank you for the call, ma'am. Back to the matricula centers, they have 800-plus cities doing it. There's dozens of countries that are issuing them, and the government just accepts them. The city of Austin will give anybody a fake birth certificate. They say, oh, this is just a record that you have these children, and you can use it as a document, but... And it says in small print that it's not really legally binding. And the government's telling you that everything you do in your life is going to be tracked and traced and controlled. But we're going to allow anybody from anywhere to come into this country with absolutely no check. But then when you leave the country, you're going to get biometrically scanned.
We're on the march. The empire
Raiders on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
You never thought it would happen here. There is a way to protect yourself and your family from nuclear, biological, and chemical threats. Clean Air Technologies designs and builds subterranean concrete shelters, steel shelter systems, and safe rooms throughout the United States that are NBC protected. These hardened facilities can protect you from man-made as well as natural disasters. Call the experts from Clean Air Technologies, toll-free at 866-5-BUNKER. That's 866-528-6537. And they'll help you find the design plan that will increase your family's survivability. Clean Air Technologies will assist you throughout the construction process of your new shelter. It's said that the future belongs to those who are prepared. What better way to ensure the survivability of you and your loved ones? Call 866-528-6537. Be prepared. Feel secure. Call Clean Air Technologies now. 866-5-BUNKER.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about him, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen. Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day's coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
Since the dawn of time, men have sought to dominate and control other men. Since the dawn of time. And they create pretexts. They create excuses to sell us slavery. And they've done it again with their phony drug wars that brings in the surveillance and the private prisons and all of it. Men have sought to dominate other men. That's called slavery. And now they've got all these other sophisticated brands of it, and I, for one, am sick of it. Tell you what, I'll take about 5-6 more calls, and I'm going to cover news the last 5-10 minutes of the broadcast. That's some other key news here we haven't gotten to yet. A recap of some other top stories. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And we're going to go ahead and go back to your calls. Who should I go to first here, Stephanie? Clyde in Colorado. Clyde, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I think one of the things that we're going to see here in the not-too-distant future is probably an effort to raise the gas tax radically. And I think what they're probably going to use it for, and this probably be at all levels, is to fund part of the police state activities. We're not going to need if you're going to have gas prices at $3-4 a barrel or gallon, say, You're not going to need as many roads. It's going to force people, and it already has. I can see this where I work.
Well, that's why here in Austin, half the buses literally have no one on them, but they say,
right.
Oh, don't worry. You're going to be needing them. You're going to be needing them. And they're changing the structure over to trains and buses. They're going to build hardened checkpoints in. What you have come up with common sense is what they're doing.
Yeah.
The states, and thanks for that Hawaii article yesterday, from Wisconsin to Hawaii, are going to... The cell phones already track your every move, but now they're going to have a tax on the cell phone at the state level for the emergency centers to track you real time, to listen to what you're doing over the phone. This is all public. And
well,
it's the same thing with the gas tax. They're going to have a satellite tracker tax in your car that is shared with the county, city, state, the feds, the internationalist, and this is the control grid, the new national sales tax, all of it. You're absolutely right. It's going to be police state taxes. Go ahead.
Well, I think that's just one of the methods that the police state, the globalists, can use to cut down on what we might call social mobility, or the ability of people to move around and to communicate. Because when people are in their cars, and I drive older cars a lot, it's hard. Sometimes I communicate with other people certain things only in certain places and in certain circumstances where I feel like that maybe I'm not going to be monitored as much. However, once you're in a situation where you can't do that, because that's being closed down, then you're going to be forced into using what we're using now, the phone, emails, even letters, and those are easily monitorable by whoever.
Well, it's more than that. It's about the control.
Right. It's about control.
And you're absolutely right.
I think you're going to see proposals for either the gas tax to get a huge sales tax and use the money not for roads, because we're not going to need them, because we're not going to be moving around that much, I guess, in this new police state. I think you're going to see 50, 60, maybe even a dollar a gallon proposed.
You mean this new freedom?
Yes, and use it for funding the police state, because I really think that's where we're headed. Because I think that, you know, it must bore a lot of these states to think that it's only 50 cents a gallon tax, or 54 cents, and they're getting $2 for it. Because historically, they've gotten about 50% of the price of gas, historically, has been taxes, at least for the last 20 years here in Colorado.
And so they can train us to have higher fuel prices, period. They can jack up the tax and we won't notice. Or they can jack it up to 250 national average, then let it fall back down to 175, then add another big 20-cent
right.
tax on it, and, oh, well, at least it isn't as bad as it was.
Exactly.
This is all part of a training process.
They'd like to have it be some kind of a sales tax so that, it, you know, gross, the revenues are great.
I hear you. I appreciate the call. Great call. And they give me who my calls are. They're up in Minnesota. I'm not here in Austin. I just lost them all, who my callers are. Who's up next? Jim in Michigan. Jim, you're on the air.
God bless you, Alex Jones. Hey, the Frederick Emerson Review at Frederick, Michigan, had a big story about George Hansen, how they tortured him in this country. He's the guy that wrote the book to harass our people.
Yeah, that was the congressman.
Yeah.
And he exposed the Panama Canal handover to the Chi-Coms years before it happened. And so they came and grabbed him on, quote, taxes, drove him around the country, the diesel treatment.
Yeah.
They would beat him up every stop. Once a day, they get him off for an hour. He would defecate on himself, urinate on himself. His feet busted, his toes busted off. Because when you sit there chained down for weeks and weeks on end, his feet burst. He started getting gangrene on his feet. And they would beat the congressman. If they could do this to a congressman, they could do it to anybody.
Yeah. Hey, if you put what you know together with Father John O'Connor, what he knows, the Bayside Prophecies and Father Gruner, you'd know the whole thing. And by the way, Robert Galen Ross is okay.
Okay, that's wonderful. Yeah, I think you'd called a few weeks ago saying, where's Robert Galen Ross? And I said, he's down in Texas. He's fine. At least I know people who just saw him a few weeks ago. So you finally talked to him?
Yeah. Yeah, and he's got a new address. That's what happened. And his numbers went dead for a while. So maybe that saved his butt. I don't know. I said a rosary
saved
for him.
Saved his butt. I mean, the guy's fine. He's always been fine.
For him.
So why are you saying it maybe saved his butt?
Well, I know that prayer works, and rosaries work
okay.
real fine.
All right, sir, I appreciate the call. Look, you know, I get calls sometimes, oh, we hear you died, you know, or we hear you had a heart attack. You know, well, no, I didn't. I rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated, as Mark Twain said. And, you know, one time one of my friends got a divorce and moved, And then next, oh, he was murdered. And then the guy goes to public functions, and still, he's murdered. He's dead. He's not here. You know, just please, folks, come on, stick with what you can prove. I'm alive, I'm here, so is everybody else. And then you call and talk to him. He says, I changed my number. And you think, oh, man, that saved your bacon. He wasn't in any problems. He was fine. But, I mean, I don't blame people for being on the lookout for stuff like this, but there's enough stuff we can see right in our face that we can prove. Okay, who's up after Jim? Who in Ohio? Okay, who's after James? Okay, James in Ohio. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I wanted to tell you about, we had a school lockdown here in Columbus, Ohio a couple of days ago, all over a broken thermometer. They locked down the school right before it was about to let out. Parents all came there. It looked like the Columbine thing was going on there. There's, you know, SWAT team.
Does the school already have a fence around it?
No, it does not.
Well, it'll have one now. And look, they do these drills everywhere. Before Columbine, before 9/11, I have Associated Press articles in the takeover.
They would
come in, round the kids up at gunpoint, put them on buses, take them to an emergency FEMA center. If a thermometer breaks, if there's a fist fight now, everybody gets frisked, locked down, parents can't get your children. Washington Post admitted last year it's in police state 3 total enslavement. Then there's a red alert. They're going to take your children. You can't have them. You can't leave your house. It's all training us for martial law.
I tried telling people with kids in schools this, and they just think I'm crazy. I said, you ever heard of the Emergency Health Powers Act and these kind of things? They can do just about anything they want now with legal legislation. I don't think it's legal, but it's law.
Well, yeah, the Congress can say black people are slaves again. That doesn't make it so.
Yeah, I also wanted to bring up the fact that the same little town where they had this little suburb, they have, like, seatbelt checkpoints. You know, they sit there in little bike cops and wait for you to pull up the light and just start handing out tickets. I mean, it's just outrageous. I wanted to also ask you, are you going to have Dr. Pechenik on anytime soon? I've been wondering what he's been up to and what his whole perspective on things is.
Oh, the CFR guy that talked about the staged capture of bin Laden. Well, we might do that.
All right. Well, hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you for the call. Always good to hear from you. Let us go now to Eric in Tennessee.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good.
I got in on the last part of your talk show today, so I'm not sure what all you've been talking about, but I went to your website, and I am completely outraged about finding an article on there that you got that this right-wing group, this Free Republic, has created an enemies list. What are they, a bunch of brown shirts?
Well, they're number one, they're not conservative.
Right.
I guess the new definition of Bush, assault weapons bans, open borders, campaign finance reform, signing on to UNESCO, they don't allow discussion of that. And people have posted my articles on there, and they just say, Alex Jones is not welcome here. And, I do have a news article here about how there was a posting, so you can't say really the forum did that. But it's one of the biggest websites out there, alternative news websites, and there was this enemies list posted mentioning the Berg family as an enemies list in Iraq.
Yeah, I saw that, and I saw where they were wanting to get a member of the Coast Guard, reading in that form, a member of the Coast Guard, they want to have him get the treatment and get roughed up because he was opposed to the war. It's like you can't have an opposite opinion anymore in this country. That is outright.
I know, and there's comments like, this will really teach the family now.
There you go. And I tell you what, I was wanting to ask you, Alex, have you recently gone over the Declaration of Independence?
You know, it's funny. I printed that off last night, and I was going to, it's in my book. I reprinted it there, but I was tempted to reread the Declaration of Independence today. It's funny you mentioned that, but I never got around to it.
Okay, because there are several points that our founding fathers...
Well, they were liberals. They were evil, according to the new neocons.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they were free thinkers, and so that makes them evil liberals. You're right about that. I mean, those guys, you know, they gave us, with the help from God, they gave us the best country that this earth has ever seen. But yet, you know, now our government is training people and putting it through the schools that, you know, our founding fathers were... no good, and that they were communists and all this kind of nonsense. But I tell you what, this government, I don't even want to call it a government anymore, but who runs...
It's a pack of organized crime syndicates feeding on us, looting the country.
That's
looting the pension funds, looting the treasury, $1.2 trillion missing from the Pentagon. I mean, this is mass criminality, and their excuse is we're keeping you safe from the terrorists, and then you look at who's behind the terrorist attacks, and it's the globalists.
You got that right, and I'll tell you what, they have violated several points of the Declaration of Independence.
Several points.
Yes.
We've gone off the Bill of Rights to the Communist Manifesto. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
But when you speak out against the Communist Manifesto, you're a liberal. When you're anti-gun, you're a conservative. You got to learn the new doublethink, sir. It's bad when foreigners torture. It's good when we do it. You've got to learn how to have a sick mind to stay sane in this system. Mike in Florida. Mike, go ahead.
Alex, thank you again for being the sane voice in our insane
society. No need to thank me. I'm just doing my job for standing up against tyranny.
I was watching Fox News the other day with my mother because that's what she depends on for her news. And I sat there and watched the prison video, and I said, well, you know, or the decapitation video. And I was like, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I immediately thought of you, and I was like, I got to ask you because I've been away from the computer and I couldn't get you on the radio. And I said, And what I wanted to ask was, do you think that the reason for all of this is reform the Army's policies on prison reform, so that they're able to now that they can make this new legislation to like more properly train our armed forces for military policing and prison enforcement and stuff like that?
Well, their answer is to give them more funding and to expand the brigades that can do this here domestically while they do urban warfare training to prepare to do this to the American people. And that's embedded in two of my films, Mainstream News, Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover. But I believe this was purposely released because they've had all this news for years to then bring out the beheading video on top of it and to legitimize torture and as a political distraction overall, while NAFTA and GATT get expanded, while the free trade area of the Americas get expanded, while the gas prices get ratcheted up, while the electronic voting machines get taken over by the CIA, while all this other really big stuff is happening, we're all talking about the torture.
I have two more.
And we're not talking about the dead troops. We got troops getting killed every day still over there, but you notice you don't hear about that anymore.
We do not, absolutely. Two more. The other comment, there are 35, I believe, billionaires in Moscow. Which tops New York City's 31. I just read that, and I think it was the Times.
Yeah, and the people that were communists just said, oh, we're free market, but really they're just crime syndicate bosses. Nothing changed, just the label.
Absolutely. And then the last thing, and this is more on the kind of like far side, but have you ever heard of a guy named John Titor, who was on the Internet a while back?
No.
He made several predictions that were really telling of what... I'll send you guys a link.
Okay, thank you. Last call, and I'm going to hit some final news and a recap. Scott in Colorado, go ahead.
Alan Stang was talking about the upcoming draft of women, or girls and women.
Yeah, Selective Service is preparing to register women. The draft boards have been reformed. They got 12 pieces of legislation, but the neocons still deny it.
He referenced Muhammad Ali was able to get out by, he talked about the 13th Amendment, where we're not subject to involuntary servitude.
That's right.
And he said if they say come forward and you don't come forward, then you're not volunteering, and they can't force you to serve.
It's just like the income tax. These other taxes are constitutional. The income tax isn't. They get you to sign a contract. It's contract fraud.
He said we could tell our girls don't step forward.
And then in a few spot cases where people don't know their rights, they'll put women in prison. And then that'll scare everybody else into going along with it. Bottom line, they can't enforce any of these illegal laws if we just refuse to follow them. And then people say the law is God. No, the Bible tells us not to follow illegal criminal laws.
Right.
You can use the Hitler Romans 13 all day. That doesn't work because the Bible's replete with examples. But just common sense says if the government says kill this baby, you don't do it. Or if the government says black people are our slaves, you don't follow that.
That's right. Paul fought the good fight. And it is a fight. Thanks, Alex.
You bet, my friend. Yeah, since the dawn of time, people want to dominate and control and own others, want to enslave them, and they create the pretext, they create the crises to sell us on this, and it's time to see that the more control over our lives that we give these people, the worse things get. The more out of control things get. The more liberties and freedoms we lose as a society. It's now time to stop going along with this wickedness. It's now time to break our conditioning and see the big picture and to realize that as human beings, we weren't designed by God to live like a bunch of spineless jellyfish, every millisecond of our lives being tracked and traced and watched and categorized and chronicled. This isn't freedom! Police in black ski masks and giant prisons and face scanners on the street corners are not freedom! The military-industrial complex owns our law enforcement, owns our prisons. It's big business. They make money off the drug war, packing the prisons with their slaves, working for 20 cents an hour, taking everybody else's jobs. And the big secret is the government ships in the narcotics. They control the drug trade. Then they legalize over these prescription drugs that are chemically even worse than the narcotics themselves. They're killing us. They're the cult of power and wickedness and evil. They enjoy their sadistic control. This is who they are. They don't produce cars or houses or literature. They produce slavery and despotism and dehumanization. They stomp on our heads. They ground our guts into the carpet. Stop being their slaves. Stop putting up with it. Resist the New World Order.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'll say it again. Since the dawn of time, strong men have gotten together and figured out ways of scaring the tribe into submission with phony wars, with false crises. And they're doing the same thing today. This drug war is a total and complete fraud. They ship the garbage in. They create the crisis. It then creates the crimes as the junkies try to get the goods. They then pack the private prisons. And now this war on terror is the exact same thing. They create these foreign enemies. They fund them. They carry out the terror attacks, all to push more control. Look at this article. Fight over teenagers' secret abortion, London Evening Standard. A major debate raised today over whether a 14-year-old girl should have been allowed to have an abortion without her mother being told. So you got to have a permission slip to have your 14-year-old daughter go to the zoo or the museum or the planetarium, but not to have an abortion. And that's in Europe. The same thing goes on here in the U.S. Just to show you how crazy things are. They'll arrest a 12-year-old if they bring aspirin to school for their headache without. I mean, they'll criminally charge them. That happens all the time. But go have your abortion. Rumsfeld visits Abu Ghraib in the eye of the abuse storm. Reuters, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld visited Baghdad's prison today, flying in on the eve of the storm over Americans torturing prisoners that has shredded Washington's credibility in Iraq. Hours after lawmakers viewed sadistic new photographs of abuse, Rumsfeld arrived at what was Saddam Hussein's most notorious prison, where seven U.S. military police reservists are charged with sexually and physically tormenting detainees. You mean torturing them. 4 hours into the announced trip to Baghdad, he had already met Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, the commander of the Iraq, and Major General Jeffrey Miller, the new prison head there. Disgusting. The neocons say it's all legitimized now because somebody supposedly cut Berg's head off. So now if somebody commits a murder in your town, you get to commit murder according to them. And it's just bad training anyways. Just blowing off some steam. Just having a good time, as Rush Limbaugh said. We are out of time, my friends, but remember, anytime you give up liberty for so-called security, you don't get liberty, you get absolute tyranny, you get enslavement here on the prison planet. And it's now time for you to wake up. And we're doing server maintenance on prisonplanet.tv. All the members can access the video. The site's up for everybody, but new members can't sign up until we've upgraded the server. That should be tonight or tomorrow at the latest. So be ready to sign up at prisonplanet.tv for the weekly TV reports, the text reports, the newsletter, the best audio interviews. It's all there at prisonplanet.tv for 15 cents a day. Go sign up as soon as you can. I want to thank all the members that have joined. Also, I've made 10 films, written a book, published a book, carry a bunch of other books, books on tape, and other videos. This new JPFO, Jews, the Preservation of Firearms video is so good. Got to get it. Innocence Betrayed. Got to get Eric Hufschmidt's videos about 9/11. Got to get my videos about 9/11. You're allowed to make copies of my videos. That is the videos I produce, not the other ones. Get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Matrix of Evil. Call toll-free to get them right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or prisonplanet.com or infowars.com. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The more control we give over our lives to the establishment, the more freedoms we lose and the more insecure we are. Because there's the incentive there to give you more crises if you grovel at their feet wanting to be their slaves. And get your mind around this. You don't want to be a slave master, but the people in power are there in power because they enjoy the exercise of power. So stop being naive and wake up now and join us in this historical fight against the New World Order and tyranny. Back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. Now get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping.
Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.